Hey, welcome to the Adulting Hour. The Adulting Hour, where we talk about things that we wish we would have known coming up into adulthood. Today, I am on with Miss Rachel Johnson. Good morning. How are you, Miss Rachel Johnson?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's fantastic. So, Miss Rachel, you had some things that you would love to talk about today. What would you like to talk about?
Let's go ahead and talk about online dating.
Online dating. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. I'm 27 now, and I think that online dating has been a part of my life since the moment I turned on the computer. And the funny thing is now that I work at a high school, what I thought online dating was, I didn't really understand what it was when I was high school age. I thought that what I was doing was just talking to people, getting to know people, meeting up with strangers, and exchanging personal information. But now that I'm 27, I can look back and think, well, I was probably online dating in, I don't know, 2009, 8, 2007, when I was 13 or 14, by mistake.
Oh, really? I mean, so when I was growing up, we didn't have a thing called online dating. What we did was like in-person hookup. You go to the mall with your friends, y'all have like everybody have like a pen and some paper, and then you go around and you go and hook up, flirt and get phone numbers and stuff like that. Now to me it's weird, and I know that it's a generational thing, but to me it's weird for this online dating thing to happen because we used to be people the old-fashioned way. Hey girl, what's your name? Want to give me your phone number? Man, you could be really good friends, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it ever worked like that too much. Not where from I where I was from. It was almost like in person, people were scared of each other, or it was weird all of a sudden to talk to people in person. But now, I mean, anyone could be anyone behind the internet, behind a screen, and then all of a sudden it doesn't sound so scary until
That's
you
kind of true.
grow up and analyze what the heck you did. And now I worry, like, or wonder why I wasn't murdered or kidnapped or something horrible happened.
I know you can have somebody like Freddy Krueger on the line talking about, hey, baby, I'm Fabio. I'm
Exactly.
sexy.
Meet up, and you're expecting a 13, 14-year-old, or even now a 27-year-old, and I don't know, a 60, 70-year-old could show up, or a, I don't know, uncaught serial killer.
So I know you've experienced this, especially when you were younger, So let's take a little dive into one of your scenarios.
Okay, so back in maybe my early years of Facebook, I wasn't allowed to actually have a Facebook. So I would run around to different friends' houses and log on and make sure I'd log off and clear history and all that fun stuff. But there was an app, I guess you could call it, was an app on the on Facebook that was called Are You Interested? And it had everything to do with showing a picture of a random person that you probably didn't know. And it would basically ask if you thought they were hot or not. And then if you clicked yes and they also clicked yes, then you guys would essentially be able to keep talking. And from there, it would just lead to I know who you are. I can see one picture of you, and I can pretty much tell maybe your age if you told your age correctly. So I'm thinking back to all these times that I met these people or started talking to these people. And I'm thinking about one guy that I actually still follow on Facebook today. And for some reason, I thought it would be a great idea to tell him my parents' address and have him meet me at my house. And I,
Oh, that was smart.
so smart. I don't really know where my parents were. I know that they didn't know this was happening. But I do remember being with my best friend and texting this guy. His name was Chris. And I said, hey, we live here. If you're in the area, come on. Well, he wasn't in the area at all, but being 14 or 15 and he was 16 driving, he showed up, wherever.
Oh, that's fantastic. A 16-year-old boy with a driver's license. Look, moms and dads, look out for y'all babies. When they talk about a 16-year-old boy with pimples all on his face driving, it's not a good situation. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think I would preference it as, yeah, it's my friend, but no one would ever verify what that really meant. So I could be texting someone or talking about someone, and if I was asked about it, or maybe, I don't know, maybe my mom did come outside at some point and say, you know, what's up? What's going on? Who is this? But I think I would just preference it as, oh, this is just my friend, or this is a friend for of a friend. But no one really asked me like what that meant. And I don't know if I would have been truthful back then about really what that meant. I probably still would have lied about it. But that's kind of how scary it is that, you know, I can pass off what I'm doing as looking innocent because it doesn't look bad. But then again, I'm further, you know, digging myself into what could potentially be a vulnerable situation. You know, I could make it seem okay to him that this is a secret, and now, you know, he's in on this secret, and I'm screwed if something pops off.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, and you don't know this at 16, but a lot of things like that happen to people. People meet people on online, or in the mall or somewhere where they, back in the day when I was growing up, I keep saying back in the day, we had something called the party line where you just dial a number and anybody can get on that phone line and everybody can chat and hook up. I mean, a lot of bad things happen from the line. A lot of good things happen at the same time, but it's just these different avenues. To me, it feels predatory. But I know to a lot of other people, it may not be predatory because that's might happen. That may be how they meet their loved ones. I know two or three people that's been married off of meeting someone online, but it was one of those professional websites, not just one of those DM Snapchats. Oh, you look pretty. None of that. It was more some, one of those sites that people had to pay for, which I think is fantastic. But I mean that was nothing. I mean, the good thing is that you were safe in a lot of those situations, especially when it was someone around your age, which I think is okay. Sometimes though you may come across an older person who they have bad intentions. Have you ever come across an older person who had bad intentions or know of a friend who had was with an older person with bad intentions?
I know there was a few times that, as you know, 14, 15, 16-year-olds, we were talking to people that we assumed were like our age, and then it would later come out to be that they were, you know, 20, 21, 22, and that to me is very predatory. Like that is, you know, I don't really care what people say about, well, age is just a number. You know, oh, I have a mentality of a younger person, so I enjoy talking to younger people. That to me is just all BS. I think that that's a lie. I think that people like that are show early signs of being predators. And in those cases, we did have enough common sense to look at that and say, this feels weird. This isn't right. This person is not as cute as they say they are, so you're cut off. Too
Yeah,
old for me. You're cut off. We don't text you, talk to you anymore. You know, and for the most part, yeah, I was safe when I was doing things, and I didn't have a lack of common sense. It was just nothing bad ever happened to me or anyone I knew. So I didn't have that like valid reality in front of me to understand that like I'm not invincible, like that immortal you know, complex of a teenager. Oh, nothing bad is ever going to happen to me. That's how it felt. I have enough common sense to make sure I'm not in a bad situation. And there were a few times where I felt like something could be go horribly wrong. There was somebody that I was talking to from that was high school age, and he was not from around here, but he was here for like a wrestling tournament. And in the middle of the night, he sent me a text like, "Hey, we're all here at my hotel. I really want to meet you. Why don't you come down to the Mall of America area? We have a hotel, like come on by, we'll just meet, we'll just hang out." And me being 16 alone, I was like, this could go really wrong. Like this, a guy's wrestling team at a hotel at 2 in the morning, this could go bad.
So you
I
didn't
did
go, did
not
you?
go. I did not go. I remember lying. I remember where I was in my room at my parents' house and saying like, no, I gotta get up early tomorrow. I have a bunch of tests. I cannot come. And I didn't feel conflicted. Like, what it was, what my goal was. Like, I wasn't gonna go. That was my goal. I wasn't gonna go. I don't really care what you said or how bad you begged me. I'm not gonna go because this doesn't sound safe. It's not daytime. It's not around adults. It's not in the middle of a mall. It's gonna be a no for me.
Yeah, I am. That is kind of scary, but it's good to hear someone who actually went through this talking about it, because it's important that people hear these things, I mean, especially with young women who do online dating. I know a lot of young women now who meet people on Facebook, on all types of online chat rooms, not just Facebook, but other online chat rooms. That's like, oh, he's cute or she's cute. And then they kind of hook up and meet up. But they just need to hear that, good, there's a good things about it. And then there's also some things that you have to worry about too, as well. That you have to worry about too, as well. There may be some stalkers on Facebook. I mean, I know the main thing a lot of people worry about is like the older men who prey on younger people, but if you're older, there's people who just prey on you, or somebody who may not be all there. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, like you can hook up with somebody and think that, oh, well, this person seems nice and this person's okay. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, wait a minute. I can't go outside no more. I can't go see my friends. You taking my cell phone? I gotta sleep in this trunk. There's some of those people out there too. I mean, but you can meet those people not only on online dating too. You can also meet them if you meet people in person too as well. Which it happens. Let me tell you a story that I was on a date with a friend, and we went to this restaurant. We were sitting down at this restaurant, and we looked over to the left and we saw this couple sitting at the table. And the entire time this couple was at the table, they both were on their cell phones, texting back and forth. And I'm like, my God, people can't put their cell phones down the entire time. So then the waitress came over, and the waitress was like, yeah, that was an online date hookup. She said, it's probably funny that they probably texted each other right now instead of having an actual conversation, towards each other. They said a text conversation. How was your chicken? My chicken was good. I was sure. The fries are pretty tasty. It's weird, but things like that happen nowadays, in society. A lot of us, a lot of us with daughters, and I know you have a son and a daughter. What's their names?
Shiloh is 9 and Ashton's 5. So Shiloh's kind of, I worry about things like this already, and she doesn't even want to talk about boys. Like, she doesn't even want to talk about anything like this. So I don't, but I worry because she's a girl and she keeps on growing.
How would you feel, your 16 Shyla sneaking out the house 1:30 in the morning to go hang out with some
I
boys?
don't think she would live to the next day. Like, I don't know. I can think about, all the emotions that I may be feeling if I were to find out that this was happening. But, my best way to combat this is just to make sure that she understands, what actually happened when, I was younger. Nothing bad fortunately happened, but I need to share my experiences with her so she understands why it is that I have such an issue with meeting up with strangers or making sure you go about, like, you could meet people. I get it. You could meet creepy people all over. It doesn't have to just be on an online platform. But here's how you go about it so you keep yourself safe and everyone else involved safe. I mean, I don't want her to meet anyone. I don't want to meet and make her meet, strangers. I don't want her to feel like she has to, live in an online world either. I want her to be able to be personable in person. And some of this stuff really just throws that whole being able to talk in person out. I felt like the earlier that girls get on social media, or even guys meet up too, but as soon,
I'm sorry. Go
like,
ahead.
it just conditions the response to be so normal of, well, this dating site is so accessible, it must be okay. Like, it's right in front of my face to judge if this person's hot or not. And if I click hot, we're going to be instantly be talking. It just takes away, I think natural born blocks of, is this cool? Is this real? Is this not? Because it's so accessible.
Yeah, and that's all. That was my next question when you said about boys too. What would you tell your son when he gets older about online
It's
dating?
the same thing, if not, more to keep himself safe. Like, girls can lie. Boys can lie. Anything can take a turn for the worst, and you get caught up by mistake, or an accusation. And same as my daughter. Like, if you don't know this person, then here's how you keep yourself safe. You're not going alone. You're bringing a friend. You're telling an adult. You're meeting in a public place. You're telling people where it is, what time you're going, what time you're coming, and be honest about what it is that you're there to do. Because the secretive part is the part that I feel like gets the most people in trouble. Not telling the
Yeah,
truth.
that's true. That's true. And it's and I know that a lot of teenagers may not think it's okay to talk to your parents about this, but I swear it's okay to talk to your parents about it. I mean, I know some of us are harder on than others, but I would prefer my child to tell me, "Hey, Dad, I'm going on a date," oh, and then let me know where they're going, opposed to them sneaking around, because if something were to happen to them, I would never be able to breathe air again. You get what I'm saying? Because I would be so hurt, so hurt because I can't see my child anymore, or so hurt, and also so hurt because my child didn't feel comfortable enough to have that conversation with me to let me know that they were going out and having a date and stuff like that. You know what
Yeah,
I'm saying?
totally. I feel that,
So
and I feel like my mom really did her best to try and like give us opportunities to like tell the truth, and like even if she'd be mad, I just didn't get it in that the moment. And now I look back and like she'd always tell me like I just need to know where you're going so I can at least start looking in the correct ditches. Like just tell me what general
Right.
area to send the search party if you don't come home. And I don't know. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. And now I have kids and I'm sorry and I get it. And I can only use my experiences, to lecture them with it and try and drill it in their head that I just need to know. You're going to do what you want to do, but I just need to know.
You said something. You said, "I'm sorry. I'm gonna give you 1 minute. I'm gonna give you 1 minute to apologize to your mom for all of that mess you
I
put up with."
am
Okay.
really genuinely sorry. My sister and I have talked about it plenty of times, the heck that we put my mom through as far as, not just like this meeting up with people, but sneaking around and feeling like we had to lie about stuff or, not being as open in some areas as we should have been. I feel like my mom and I did have a really good relationship and she knows a lot, but I did put her through a lot of stuff and I genuinely apologize for, making her worry or making her not be able to sleep solidly through the nights. A couple times we snuck out our windows and our windows had ended up being nailed shut and cocked shut after that. So, I don't blame her or my dad for doing, what they did to keep our butts in the house to make sure, teenage fun and games didn't turn into, teenage, tragedy and unnecessary hurt.
Fantastic. Hey, I gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening to the Adulting Hour. Please show your support with a monthly donation of only 99 cents. If you have something you want to talk about, please leave a message and I'll contact you. And maybe we can do it on the show. Thank you so much. Hey, welcome back, Rachel. Hey, so now I just want to get into some real meat and content. So, we talked about online dating and all that wonderful stuff. So, like, and the things you went through as a teenager, jumping out the window to meet them boys. And kudos to your mom and dad for caulking and drilling the window shut and trying to keep you ladies in the house. So let's just talk about some things that, for new parents with, I mean, of teenage daughters, or for young women too, are things just to like watch out for, with online dating and also with like teenage girls who want to be rebellious.
Sure. I mean, I guess the thing that I probably still need to get through my head, but also, as parents, this is happening. Like maybe not under the term of online dating, but your child, boy or girl, is meeting people that they don't know through social media venues. Like it's just happening. You're gonna send friend requests because you think somebody's hot. they're gonna get a friend request because somebody likes their profile picture. So it's happening regardless how much somebody talks or wants to use the term of like stranger danger and, you know, only accept friends that you know. Well, if I've got five mutual friends from a different high school and this boy is emailing me, I'm gonna click up, you know, accept. I know he's a real person, probably. And,
Right.
you know, that's just one concept that parents need to wrap their heads around is that this is happening regardless of how much you talk or shun it or, you know, downplay it. It's happening. So, with that being said, there's, you know, our household, we talk about everything. There's not, yeah, there's certain things that are like age appropriate, or you change the conversation to make sure, you know, you're not talking to your 5-year-old about what you talk about with your 14-year-old, but we are very open in our household. So having uncensored conversations with real feelings and real emotions and you know, not having, you know, not trying to curve it a certain way or make it sound better or, you know, all that, having those uncensored conversations are where it's going to start for your kid understanding or having a better understanding that you do kind of know what you're talking about. And by hearing you ramble on or lecture on or any, all of that, that those words are stuck in their head somewhere. It's going to come back up when those things are needed. I still remember my dad just talking about, he'd always, he used to always say, stellar guys want stellar girls. I don't know where that came from, but I don't know. I just have always remembered hearing that. So these conversations about online dating and strangers and meeting up with people, the more that you talk about it freely, unscripted, randomly, all of that, the better chance your kid has at recalling that information that they're going to need when they are put in these situations.
That's so true. Let me tell you, I have a conversation. My daughters will tell you, and my son, they'll tell you, Dad will talk you to death. I will not stop talking about those types of things because these are things that, listen, I was one of those little boys, okay? I was one of those double-faced little boys. So when I say, watch out for your kids, watch out for your kids. Anyway, so watch out for your little boys. Seriously, it's important that and your daughters, it's important that you really pay attention because check it. So every single time anything comes up, television show, anything, I'm always having a conversation. And it's not like it's not a soft conversation. It's an actual conversation about things that really happen in the world. And my daughters will say, Dad, things at a younger age, 13, 14, that's not true. That'll never happen. That's not true. That's not all they want. That's not this. That's not that. That's not this. Now my daughters are older. They all majority of all of them in their 20s. I just got one that turned 18 just not too long ago. And my 20-year-old came to me, she had turned 19. She was at 19. And she said, Dad, remember all the times we were fighting and arguing and saying that, oh, that's not true. She said, oh my God, this is actually happening. This is the way boys are. This is the way some boys want. This is the way people treat you out there in the world. These are the things that they say to you. And I said, yes, because right now in this household, I shelter you. And as parents, we shelter our kids from certain things. But then we should not do them a disservice by not telling them about those things. Of course, we want to shelter them so they won't have to go through it. But then we want to also tell them so they can learn. And that they can learn these things. And when she came back and told me that, I smiled. And then another instance, I was walking and I heard my daughter with her friends and they were just hanging out in the backyard, having a little backyard get together, little bonfire in the backyard. And her friend said something and I forgot her exact words or what she said she was going to do, who she was going to meet up with. And then my daughter repeated something I said. I almost passed out. I was like, what'd you say? I had to run out there. She was like, Dad, what? I said, what'd you say? And then she repeated it. I said, oh my Lord, that sounds like something I would say. And her friend looked at her and looked at me. I said, I'm so sorry for embarrassing you with your friends, but that's what daddies are for. I'm so sorry. But you must have, the whole time you was rolling your little eyeballs in the back of your head, you was listening to what daddy was saying. I kind of teared up a little bit. I said, my baby's so grown up. Anyway, but I think that it's important, like you said, to have conversations with your kids and talk to them about certain things too as well, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's you don't ever know what it is that they're gonna need to use or what tools they need in their tool belt as they get older. So I'd rather just talk about everything and make sure that something, sticks in there. I mean, our house is, I've got Dateline on the TV or some crime TV or something that something bad is happening to someone on the TV all the time. And that just reaffirms because my kids are, all kids are screen oriented, right? They're going to believe someone behind a screen before they believe their parent. And even then, I don't censor that stuff because real life happens and they live in the real world and not everything is good. And, maybe 50% of the people you meet mean well and the other 50 don't, but you never know which is which.
That's true. That's true. You know, there's a you have to let them see that this stuff actually really happens. So it's fantastic. You have Dateline and all these other things on TV. I know it's not to scare them, it's just to
No.
inform them that these things are happening. So, Rachel, let's tell me a little bit about yourself. I want people to hear who you are and so they can understand the reason why I got you on. Tell us about yourself.
So I'm 27 right now. I have two kids from Minneapolis. I was pretty sheltered growing up. I went to really private schools, really small classes. And it was kind of a reality to get out in the real world of college and working with not being sheltered by a religious school background. I have two degrees, one in criminal justice and one in social work. I actually just got my social work licensure last week.
Congratulations!
Yep. So, and currently I work at a high school, so I'm around kids that are dealing with these issues every single day, every week. And yeah, I'm just kind of on a career path of psychology and this criminal justice system, which puts me in a lot of interesting chat rooms and conversations with professionals that revolve around conditioning of children, social media predators, online issues and problems. So, this is something that I live not only through when I was younger, but also, what I deal with at work too.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's the reason why I called you, because the things that you accomplished and the children you work with in life, and you still see this right now every day. You know, it's not like you lived it and then now you're done with it. These are things that you see every day working with those with working with in high schools, with high school students, high school age, because I'm quite certain you see a lot of that mess in high school each and every single day.
Oh, yeah, every
You
day.
know. And high school can be tough as for some students, boys and girls alike, you know. And I guess I just want to do this so that people won't be afraid to have a conversation. A young person or an older person, either talk to your children or children talk to your parents or people, be aware. Just be aware of the things that's going on. Because to be honest with you, the reason why I brought this on this show is because, you know, the premise of the show is to talk about things you wish you would have known coming up into adulthood. And these things are things that you truly should know. You should know all of it instead of going in blind and listening to somebody and say, girl, it works out. And then you thinking it's going to work out, because right now it's the norm. You know, your child will not know anything different from us growing up and from me growing up. You know, we was not on, the internet, looking up people. We were meeting people. You were on the internet meeting people. When your child get older, it's going to be a whole different type of dating, you know. And then when their children get older, it's going to be a whole different type of dating, you know. So right now we got to get ahead of it and have these conversations with our children. Rachel, thank you so much for joining me. And people, if you like the content, please click on and sponsor. It's only 99 cent, only 99 cent. And if you really like what you hear, it's $4.99. And then if you like what you hear even more, it's $9.99. You just drop anything if you can. That's fantastic. Or just click and subscribe to my Adulting Hour page. I truly appreciate everyone for listening. Rachel, thank you so much. I might have to have you on a couple more times.
Thanks for having me.
All
Appreciate it.
right,
Bye.
bye.